The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Good morning. It's Joe on the radio. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, broadcasting on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for Salem Media. Around the world, around the country, on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. I know, I see your correspondence. We appreciate it. Frankie Five Burrows is here, and Albert is here, and Debbie is here. And we're going to take your questions at 877-970-2999. We're going to be talking with Dean Koontz, internationally best-selling master of suspense and author of the new thriller Devoted. And we will talk to Dean also about Mr. Koontz, if you will, about how he had a line on this virus back in 1981 when he wrote his book Eyes of Darkness. And also, you know who I'm very excited, because I just posted a picture, and I'm not seeing it, of course, coming up on Twitter because they block half the things I do on Twitter. Steve Scalise, Representative Steve Scalise, is going to join us as well at a great time with the congressman from Louisiana down at the White House, and we just had a great time. So we asked him to join us this morning on the show, so we'll see what's going on, because people are wondering, when are they going to get their checks? What is going on? When does that stimulus recovery package come, you know, into play? When do you get a check? And then if you get the check, is it going to be near enough? And then when, and also, with the one thing, and let me know, guys, when we have Dean Koontz on the line. Yeah, thank you. One thing that's really bothering me, and, you know, I have to give... listen, it's just tough. If you're a politician and this thing came out of nowhere, and you know, now they're questioning this, they're questioning that. The funniest thing I heard, Adam Schiff is now going to do like a 9/11 commission style in look into how the coronavirus. Excuse me, just look where it started. How it started. We know how it started. Adam Schiff, please don't even go there. You know, so it's very tough because the way this, we were lied to by China about this virus. Then I see Governor Cuomo doing the great job that he's doing, and we'll have some fun with our own Governor Cuomo, Frank Morano, tomorrow morning. That's going to be fun, you know. But when I watch Governor Cuomo doing the great job that he is, and he's so great at what he does, but then I'm thinking, I know people, because I tried to do it. I went to, you go to SBA.gov, you know, or you go to New York unemployment. You can't get through on the websites. They crash. You can't. If you have gotten through, please let me know, because I want to know exactly how you get through. And they don't think about that. Well, what are you doing, Governor? What are you doing about people who try to do? Well, we're working on it. We have people working on it. No, you got to get through. You could talk and you could spin and you could do all you want. Get those websites up and running. It's like at least the president, what he has done is fast-tracking some of these drugs that we talked to Dr. Stephen Greer about. And I know how tough it is in the emergency rooms. Get those drugs right to the folks ASAP, you know? Hey, and let me grab a quick phone call while we're waiting for Dean Koontz on the line. Joe from the Bronx, New York. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
I'm so sorry.
Fried. What happened? Not quick enough, eh? Not quick enough like that. All right. He didn't get Gattulo, did he? Did he not?
Yes, he did. He wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh, almighty. All right, Alan. Well, listen, you could do it. Listen, if you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. There's so much to get into this morning. And you know what? Before, too, I have to tell you, the Department of Defense stepping up its fight against drugs amid this coronavirus outbreak. Did you see that yesterday? Was that wild? Secretary Mark Esper was there. Hey, General Milley was there. Oh, forget about it. This guy's tough as nails, right? And they told reporters at the White House it has started enhanced counter-narcotics operations. The efforts are being focused in the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean Sea. President Trump will send additional ships, aircraft, and security forces to help with the operations, including Navy destroyers and Coast Guard cutters. Now, that's what it is. You know, now, the voice of concern that I have is when I saw all the military guys coming out with the president, that something was up, you know, because we're at our weakest point now as a country. Listen, the whole economy is crashing. Look where we are, right? This virus spreading like wildfire. It's like doomsday. You know, someone from the outside is going to say, now this is the time to attack America. I really believe that's why President Trump came out with all his military. And I think it was a great thing to do. It was just wonderful to see him be able to do that, because it's actually something that concerned me. And again, I don't like to be inflammatory on the show. I talk to you like the friend that you are, across the kitchen table, like we talk about every morning. It's like the virtual kitchen table that we gather around every morning. I like to talk to you, but I voice my concern. And at this time where we're wavering as a country a little bit fighting this, when I wake up, I sometimes, and I know you feel the same way, I can't believe we have a virus shutting us down. A virus, like every sci-fi film we've ever seen. I mean, it's scary when you think about it, right? It's scary. It's unnerving. What are other people, what are our enemies thinking? That's what I keep thinking. So let's do this if we can. Let's go to Dean Koontz. This is internationally best-selling author. His new book is called Devoted. We've been after, and I know I saw your social correspondent. When is Dean Koontz coming on? You know what? Right now, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Piscopo Show. Mr. Koontz, Dean, welcome to the show. Just so great to have you with us, and we appreciate you taking the time this morning, sir.
Well, thanks for having me there.
Well, I got to start here because you are one of the most important people in the world right now, because everyone is looking for good books to read, and while they're stuck in the house. And I know everybody's going to they're going to go to Devoted, your new book, Devoted, which everyone is talking about. But with great respect, Mr. Koontz, I have to tell you, man, you're great. You are internationally renowned. You're an incredible author. But you wrote about a biological weapon engineered by China originating in Wuhan, which would be a deadly respiratory illness and a cause of pandemic in 2020. Dean, you wrote that in 1981, man. How did you know at the time, sir?
Well, let me clarify something. Part of what you see on the internet is just bogus. The book in 1981 does have in the back of it, toward the end of the novel, the explanation, what Hitchcock would have called the MacGuffin, the thing that got the whole story started, is right. This biological warfare thing called Wuhan 400. It was called Wuhan 400 only because when I did research, I found there was a biological warfare lab in China outside Wuhan, even since the 50s. And that's why I said it there. But I did not predict 2020. That is from another book, and that somebody else wrote, and they, in a nonfiction piece, and somebody on the internet married the two and said it came from the same book.
My gosh. So, wow. Thank you for clarifying that. What a time. Yeah. What a time. I appreciate it. But you were aware of this virus that was in China in 1981. That is true, correct?
Well, I said it. Well, I didn't say it was the coronavirus. I said it was an engineered virus in a biological warfare lab. It's you know, Joe, if I was that good a prognosticator, then I should be able to predict what I'm having for dinner, but I can't.
Well said. Fair enough. And I know we don't want to, I want to concentrate on your new book, Devoted, certainly, and on your stellar career, sir. But when you wrote In the Eyes of Darkness about this, and I have to ask you, just talking on the radio, and we have a very casual show here, as we say, we always gather around our virtual kitchen table, if you will, Dean, you know, do you think that this whole coronavirus was indeed biologically or man-made? Do you think that, sir?
I don't know what to think, although I have been reading that some people suspect it, not necessarily that it came out of a biological warfare lab, but that it did come out of a lab, not out of a wet market, as we were told, because it's there were experiments going on with wolf bats and in two labs near Wuhan, and this would have largely, most likely, originated in that species. So that's all I know. I'm not a guy who cares about that at this particular time. But and I've turned down probably over 100 requests for interviews about it. I should have launched a website for $9.95. I could tell you your future. And
you, I know somebody, you know, and so many people, my friend Dean Martin's daughter actually sent me something that you wrote. So the book, she said, The Eyes of Darkness. She said, look at this. And so we said it on the radio. Well, it was like everybody said, Dean Koontz, he's like Nostradamus, man. They started saying, they said, it's not a bad idea. You know, hey, tell us before we get into your new book, Devoted, Mr. Koontz, and we so appreciate you because I know everybody was reaching out to you, sir. So we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning. Grew up in Pennsylvania, little town in Pennsylvania, was it?
Yeah, a little town of Bedford, Pennsylvania, 4,000 people. I think it's even a little smaller these days. And it was a picturesque sort of little town. It was a pretty little town, but a rather dull little town. So I was happy to be eventually able to get out.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about Devoted. This is a thriller in which you describe another terrifying threat to humanity.
It's about a mother who's a widow, and her autistic boy, who's 11 years old, never spoken a day in his life, but he has a high-functioning autism, and he has a high IQ. He has a rich interior life, this boy. And his father was supposedly killed in an accident, but he believes his father was murdered. And he's been researching that on the Internet and has gotten into the dark web. And he's found what might be a murder-for-hire group on the dark web. And they know he's found them, and so they are coming for the mother and son. And that sets up the wheels in motion, but Woody has an ally that he's unaware of out there and is going to show up just when needed. And that ally is a character named Kip, who just happens to be a dog of a certain intelligent level that's almost human. And the story deals with the human-dog bond and the fact that perhaps dogs are co-evolving with us by having been with us for so long and are gradually growing in intelligence and other capabilities. So it's got this little fantasy element in it, but it's pretty down-to-earth otherwise and scary. So.
You know what? Is this a threat that will actually confront the world 20 years from now, do you think, Dean?
I don't think so, no. The bad guy in this, well, there's lots of bad guys. There's probably a platoon of bad guys in this novel. But one of them is a CEO of a company that's doing transhuman experiments, trying to extend human lifespan and give us new powers. And something goes badly wrong in that lab, and the CEO personally destroys the lab and everyone in it and goes on the run, but doesn't realize he's been contaminated. And I will tell you, these theoretical experiments everybody wants to do into transhumanism, into improving the species by enhancing our DNA, that has the power to be really disastrous.
I can't imagine, but that's going. You know, I got to ask how Dean Koontz with Joe Piscopo. We are honored to have this great writer. The new book is Devoted. We want everybody just to go to Devoted and check this brilliant book out. But how do you do your research, Dean, for the potential threats that you describe? How do you do that, sir?
It's I read a lot of science, not hunting for ideas. I've always enjoyed science, and so I read particularly in quantum mechanics and microbiology,
wow,
molecular biology, and it's just an area I find interesting. And sometimes, just when you're not looking for anything, an idea comes to you. And I saw this, there is this microbe called archaea, which was once thought to be a bacteria, but isn't. And it can transfer DNA from one species to another. We always thought DNA was transferred only vertically from generation down through the years. But
yeah,
this microbe can carry DNA from one species into another. And oh, as soon as I saw we have discovered this, I thought, okay, somewhere in a lab, they're going to start trying to use archaea to edit the human genome. And that's going to be a very bad idea. But hopefully, I will be 100 years gone by the time that happens.
Well, you know, I love that dogs play a huge role in your life and in your writing. You're talking about devoted, you know, because I look at my dog sometimes, you know, Dean, I look and it knows far more than I think it knows. I mean, was that your inspiration in doing that, or was it research?
We have worked with a group called Canine Companions for Independence for 30-some years that delivers assistance dogs to, originally to the paraplegics, quadriplegics, spina bifida children.
Oh, God bless you. Wow.
And a few years ago, started to do them for autistic children. And the dog being placed with an autistic child, a socializing dog they're called, will take away the emotional meltdowns and the inflexible behavior. And that sort of inspired me to start thinking about dogs in a new kind of way. And then also, having had three release dogs from this organization that failed out. I don't like to say our dogs failed out of the program. I like to say they had a career change. They went from assistance dog to family pet. These dogs will have 200-word vocabularies. And the first one we received, I taught a lot of words to, and I had her up to 400-word vocabulary. I taught her the name of each one of her many toys. And if I said giraffe, she would go get the giraffe toy. If I said mouse, she would go get the mouse toy. And that kind of, as living with these dogs and watching them over time, I think there's more going on in there than we think.
Yeah, gosh almighty, I know it. That's what I, when I look at my dog. By the way, the book is Devoted from Dean Koontz. And Dean, I'm going to ask with your permission that we have to take a quick break. Could you hold for a minute? Because I know everybody in the world wants to talk to you. I don't want that. I mean, we could, you know what? Because
we
could just keep going. I think we could just keep going, because I'll tell you, this is all fascinating. And I got to go back to it because so many people have asked. So please forgive me, Dean. But on the Wuhan situation, tell us again how you just came across that in 1981, even though you didn't say, you didn't predict that it was going to happen in 2020. How did you come across that, the biolab idea and the virus itself, sir?
Well, again, it wasn't this virus, and I didn't say there'd be a pandemic. It's just that when you do research for a novel, and that novel was about a mother who loses her child who's off on an expedition with Boy Scouts into the Sierra, and supposedly every Boy Scout on that thing dies in a freak bus accident. And everybody has a closed casket funeral because the remains were so terrible.
Yeah.
And a year passes by, and she starts getting messages that her son isn't dead. And she starts looking into it, and people start coming after her.
Wow.
And the explanation turns out to be, giving this away, that there was a research lab in the Sierra trying a biological warfare research lab, but it was trying to find a cure for a Chinese biological weapon called Wuhan 400 before it might be used on the world. And the only reason I said it in Wuhan was, when I did research, I found that there was such a lab in Wuhan, so that was why it was named there. That this then news thing started Wuhan, not my fault.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? And let me apologize to you, Dean Koontz, because I know our producer, Frankie, says, don't ask him so much about it. Don't ask him so much about it. You are so gracious with your time. And those of us who are a little scared at this time and so appreciate your prowess, you know, as a writer, sir. So that's why we ask you. So please forgive us. And before we let you go, Dean Koontz, by the way, the book we want you to concentrate on, this is brilliant because I'm a dog guy. It's called Devoted by Dean Koontz. Your day is like, to me, you know, Dean, when, I mean, writing even on Saturday Night Live, I had nothing, nowhere near the class and the formidable writer that you are, sir. But when there's a blank screen in front of you, and back in the old days, I remember, I'm old enough to remember a blank page at the typewriter, you know? I mean, do you write thoughts down? Are you categorizing paragraphs? How does your day start before that blank page, Dean Koontz?
Up at 5 o'clock, walking the dog, feeding the dog, 6:30 at the keyboard, and I work straight through till dinner. Don't very often have lunch. And
wow.
I love long sessions. I fall away into the story. It becomes real to me. And people who work here may walk by my office and hear me at times cackling out loud when something funny happens in the story, or being verklempt because something emotional happened in the story. They probably think I need to be in an institution, but that's how deeply I fall into the story. And I probably do need to be in an institution, but fortunately I've avoided it.
No, you don't. Please don't do that. We need you here, Dean Koontz. What a great chat. What an honor to have you with us, Dean. Really an honor. And thank you so much. Again, I apologize for going about, because I know everybody's been asking you about this. But you are a brilliant man. You are a brilliant writer, internationally renowned. And we are humbled that you have joined us on the show this morning, Dean. Maybe we ask that you come back anytime. You're welcome to grace these airwaves anytime, Mr. Koontz, if you'd be so kind to do that, sir.
Well, anytime you want, I would certainly carve out the time for you. I always enjoyed your performances, and you obviously have a natural talent for radio and a great voice. So,
Well, God bless you for saying that, sir. Dean Koontz, thank you for the honor of being on our show, Dean. And yes, that's indeed. Let's talk again.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you. Dean Koontz, there's the man right there. By the way, the book that we is a must read now, Devoted. Dean Koontz, Devoted is the name of the book. Oh, what a nice man. Frankie, thank you so much for bringing this great man to the airwaves. As you know, imagine all the interview requests that he's had, and he cleared that up for us. All right, boys, thank you for letting us break that, by the way. Hey, Albert, are we going? You want to go to news? You want to go to traffic? Well, let's go to traffic. Can we do that? Thank you. It's 9:26. Ooh, that was a lot of fun. That's the guy, Dean Koontz. And now you know I'll be reading that book. It has to do with dogs, Debbie. You know I'll be looking at Otis now. You know, hey,
know.
It's amazing. Go ahead, yes, go.
No, I was saying that I've read a lot of his books, and he does have a lot of stories, and you could tell the animals are in a lot of the scenes. It's really awesome. It's really great the way he incorporates that.
And his research, you know, it's like, what are we hearing? A baby in the background or something? Is that what is that? Huh? Do you hear that? I hear that like a baby. And,
not me.
Uh-oh. It's getting crazy now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Deb's.
Not over here. I don't have any grandchildren that I know of, okay?
Oh, God, every line, so many lines went through my head that I just threw out respectfully. I just threw them out. See? I'm being a good boy. It's 9:27. Debbie's on the road. Mm-hmm. So looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, yeah, thanks for having Dean on. He is absolutely one of my favorite authors. I highly recommend his books. Let's see what's happening on 109 southbound. You're slowing down at Sunrise Highway, Joe. Everything is still closed. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. LIE West at 106.7. Watch for that disabled truck. Alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Over in Jamaica, Queens, definitely avoid Jamaica Avenue by the Van Wyck. It's an ongoing accident investigation. That one's been out there for hours. A couple of cars collided. One went right into a storefront. That investigation continues. Thank you to our emergency responders for going to the accident scenes. Eastbound BQE slowing down on the ramp to the LIE. That's a disabled tractor trailer right on that ramp. If you're heading right now over to Paramus Road, some volume at Bergen Community College, getting out toward the coronavirus testing site. Sun today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The little baby was there. I didn't know. All right. Thank you, Debbie. Hey, Joe on the radio, 928 right now. If you're feeling run down, you know what? It's probably because you're not having enough fruits and vegetables. What did Mom always tell you? Did Mom always tell you, you got to eat your fruits and vegetables? And Mom is always right. You know that. So you and I, we don't have enough fruits and vegetables. We don't. And I ran out. I have raspberries. I'll have strawberries in the morning. I'll try to eat something like that, you know, an antioxidant. And you can't get them now. Boom, gone. You know, they go quickly. So now when I run out or I cannot have my mom's broccoli rob, you know, because of social distancing, I go to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables in a capsule, right? There's like tens of thousands of vital nutrients right in this capsule. And I have to tell you how it affects me. It, for some reason, I'm telling you, when I sat down with Dr. Howard and he told me how he came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, you know, fruits and vegetables in just a vegetarian capsule, so it doesn't upset your stomach, so it's antioxidants, so it fights the free radicals in your body. Boom! I started on the journey immediately after Frankie had talked to me about it, and it has worked miraculously for me. For me, I'm telling you, and I think it will do the same for you. That's what I think. It's just, if you have sniffles, you have allergies, you have all of this that's all around us now, you want to build up your immune system. I'm just saying. And now the Howards have this for you. 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature plus free shipping. Now is the time to call 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher, Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. Now is the time to register for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel with AM 970 The Answer. Expand your global perspective on the Stand With Israel tour this December with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Sign up today to become part of Israel's mesmerizing tapestry, both religiously and politically. On the Stand With Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. On the tour, we'll take you behind the scenes to explore the key places you've read and heard about. Pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the unique Dead Sea, and much more. The land and its diverse people are a spectacle to behold, and you can live it all firsthand. Oh, did we mention enjoying the amazing cuisine? Best of all, you'll be with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, special guest Mike Lindell, and surrounded by like-minded supporters of Israel. Secure your spot today for the Stand With Israel tour when you visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
That's right. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself indeed. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 9:33. We're going to break, but I have to tell you. So when I first told you on the air about Dean Koontz and how Dean and Martin sent it over and how he predicted the Wuhan virus and how we said, wow, look at this. And then now, as Mr. Koontz said, it was a trick of the internet. They kind of put something in there. So I said, I say to Frankie Fibros, you got to get Dean Koontz on the air, man. This is like a world famous author. It's great. It's respectable. He's like at everybody. So Frank gets him on the air. He agrees to go on the air. I got vilified. Don't ask him one question. Joe, this is Morano talking to me. One question about the Wuhan virus. Don't. And then, Al, I'm looking at my tweets because I couldn't because I was in the middle of the interview. I didn't see. Look at Frank. Frank is saying, look.
Yeah, he doesn't send me these.
Listen, yeah. This is great. And it turned out so great. And thank you. Mr. Koontz is like, what a classy, a brilliant gentleman. But look at Morano puts out, please, no more. He made me promise only one question.
Well, no, you don't understand. See, this is where.
Please move on. One quick question on COVID.
You didn't see, since you're home, Frank had to go out and get on the phone with both Dean and the producer.
Oh, right? Lord.
And negotiate. And I'm seeing him frantically talking, whatever. And you're going on and you're vamping. And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, here you go. And you ask the first question. Okay, great. And then we're going on, everything's good,
more,
and then you go back to the Wuhan, and I see Frank's face is starting to get red. Oh my god! And he's frantically texting you like I do when I'm screaming at you to go to.
And I know, and I'm seeing Frank really upset, and I know I got to go back for one more because my instinct says you're listening now to this fiasco here this morning, and I know you were there, Joe. One more question about Wuhan, and I had to go there. Hey, Frank, and I said it with such respect. What a nice gentleman!
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you
great
for that.
Night.
Thank you for that, Frankie.
Yeah, no,
thank
no, no.
you.
And,
oh,
Lord. So
apparently
his publicist did tell me when they sent, you know, all the publicists when they produce these book tours,
they send
me a reminder for, you know, a couple of days before the interview, the phone number, the host, the station, confirming all the details. And there was one section of that email on Monday, which I didn't see, that said, don't ask about Eyes of Darkness. And then so she got on the phone right now and before she put him on, and she said, just want to be clear, you know, we're not, please, no questions about COVID or Eyes of Darkness. I said, no, you know, Joe's been promoting this all morning, all week, really. I said, we're going to ask a little bit about that, but then we're going to be happy to promote the book. And she said, no, I don't think he can ask about it. He's canceled interviews over that. I said, please, you know, let me talk to him. Let me ask directly. And I said, you know, Mr. Koontz, we're all fans of yours. We read the book. We love the book. Joe's a Catholic and a dog guy just like you. Give us one opportunity to ask a question, and then we'll move on. And then he says, yeah, fine. Now, you might be bored by the answer, but fine. So.
And now the text is again from Frank. In the middle of the interview, Morano sent him, he goes, he made me promise only one question. He goes, please, no more. This is what I get. But it worked out great because Dean Koontz is a classy individual. And Frankie Fibros, thank you for doing such a great job as producer for bringing Dean Koontz to the airwaves. By the way, The Eyes of Darkness is the name of the book. And he didn't predict it. He just did research and happened to find that viruses originated in Wuhan. So that is brilliant. He did not predict 2020. That was an error on the internet. And his new book that we all have to read, that sounds fascinating, is devoted. I mean, for a man to sit in front of his computer and to write all day like he told, that was fascinating. Dean Koontz, Devoted is the name of the book. By the way, so we're going to break for news in a second, and a man I have immense respect for, a true American hero, Congressman Steve Scalise. He's a representative from Louisiana and the House Minority Whip. Just a great guy. I had the honor of meeting Steve down there at the White House, you know, recently in October, and he will join us live on the air. So we have a lot for you this morning, and we are grateful for you always being here with us. So we do try to bring the best to the airwaves, and we will get through this together. So help me God, we're going to get through this. It's all going to be okay. It's 9:37. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Stocks are actually up 73 points on Wall Street after a record number of Americans filed for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's more than double the 3.3 million claims filed the week before, and it's the highest total in the history of the seasonally adjusted figures. Oil also impacting stocks as prices are rising after President Trump says he expects Saudi Arabia and Russia to soon declare a truce in their price war. Again, Dow is up now 23 points at 20,971 in early trading. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect over in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Avenue is still completely blocked off at the Van Wyck. It's all due to an earlier accident, really serious, where one of the vehicles went right into a storefront. So crews are still at the scene. Thank you for that. Over on 109 southbound at Sunrise Highway, that's still closed with an accident investigation. And some stop-and-go traffic on 95 southbound through Westport in Connecticut with construction. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Napa cares about the communities they're a part of. For those of you still having to get out there, Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care Centers, and Napa Online are ready to help. That's Napa know-how.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Congressman Steve Scalise is standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Connors, my buddy Mike Connors. I tell you, it's a crazy time, and you don't know what to do, and if you have someone in a nursing home, you're not sure what you are eligible for. You're spending all this money. None of the money is coming in. You know, you want a will. You want an estate. You start thinking about these things, a health care proxy, living will, power of attorney, a trust. I had all those concerns because I'm like a worrywart dad. Who did I call? Mike Connors. Boom, just like that. So here, you can get a free comprehensive telephone consultation from your home right now with Mike Connors himself. Now is the time to call Mike Connors, please. He always says that when it comes to estate planning, the biggest mistake people make is not planning at all. Mike is standing by for you for a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation. This is the man that took the weight of the world off my shoulders, put the whole estate plan in play, and he will do the same for you. Here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, you can get a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors, 718-238-6500, or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 941 on the flagship station for Salem Media out of New York with 50,000 watts and around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate you listening. We are honored to bring to the airwaves Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican representative from Louisiana and the House Minority Whip, and an all-around great guy. Congressman, how nice of you to join us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Joe, good morning. What an honor to be with you. You've been one of those guys that I listen to, love hearing, and you make me laugh. Look, these days we need people that make us laugh, and you've been doing that for a long time. So it was great meeting you at the White House. Great being with you.
It was great. I just tweeted out a picture of you and I. You know, you're a real hero. The fact that you're an Italian-American from Louisiana doing a great job. You look great, by the way, and your health is top-notch. I mean, you and I looked like we looked vision of health together, sir. You're feeling okay, yes?
I'm feeling great, and look, I mean, I'm lucky to be alive. You know what happened. And for a lot of reasons, you could have argued that, how was this guy going to make it through? But God was there. God took care of me and, got a great faith, great family. And, we just we just pray during times like this too. But it was special to be with you. So I enjoy doing this.
Hey, Congressman, I'm telling you, man, you were right in the battle. You were literally on the battlefield playing baseball and getting hit with the bullets like that and surviving like you did. You are just so – you're such a great example of how to hang in there, and just a stellar example of everything that's great. And thank God you're in Washington helping to clean out that swamp with the president, brother. It's like, oh, man, I know it ain't easy, right?
It's great. But there's been no better. I love working with President Trump, and he cares about people. I mean, you can see it. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a New Yorker, you know, but he's a guy who also cares about people and has been delivering. And you know, in these tough times, you know, like you said, we're going to get through this. But, you know, we've got some real bad jobs. Numbers came out today, like we're maybe worse than expected, and families are struggling out there. But there's a lot being done to try to hold us together through this. And the president's working night and day, and couldn't enjoy working with this guy more.
He loves you. Congressman loves you. You know, because remember when you were shot, you were in the hospital. Man, he went right over there with Melania. Yes.
Yeah, it was actually his birthday. And, you know, they were at a birthday party. He got word and they came over, and my wife had just come in from New Orleans with our kids. And she's trying to figure out if I'm going to make it through the night. And he and Melania were there at the hospital, and really just, you know, in the toughest time, as you can imagine, were just such warming consoling her and, you know, the family. So they've been great to us. And he's just, like I said, a great friend, a great person to work with. And he's doing great things for this country.
Well, tell us about the stimulus bill, Congressman Scalise, that Congress passed, the president signed. When does it really kind of hit? When did the folks start getting checks, sir?
I would think in about 2 weeks, you're going to start seeing checks come in on the individual assistance side. There were really three components to that massive relief package. One is to help families. And so $1,200 per person and $500 per child. It's going to be administered through the IRS. So, you know, the IRS usually has all of our information anyway. This time it's going to be to give us money, not the other way around. But they're going to And so if they've got your automatic deposit information, they'll automatically deposit it. If they don't, you can actually go online. Probably in about a week, they're going to have a website set up so that you can put your information if you don't already have automatic deposit. And then if you look at the business side, you know, geez, we're seeing so many small businesses barely hanging on, large corporations doing the same thing. And so there's a component of this bill for businesses. So if you're, you know, whether it's a mom and pop pizza shop in New York, we've got so many great restaurants in New Orleans. Maybe they're laying off their workers. This encourages them to keep their workers on the payroll, and it would cover the cost of their payroll. Cause we don't want people going on unemployment if possible. We'd like them to stay on the company's payroll. So it actually cover that for up to 8 weeks. And then it would also give the small business a loan that would be completely forgivable. So your payroll, your rent, your utilities would be covered in this bill. And that's a lifeline to so many businesses who are barely hanging on right now. And then for businesses over 500 employees, there's another loan program for them that would be separate. It's not forgivable like the small business program, but it's a package that can help them get through it as well. And then there's a big package for our hospitals. Y'all in New York are seeing the same thing we're seeing in New Orleans, unfortunately. Record number of deaths. And then the cost, because you're putting off all your elective surgeries, so all of our hospitals are struggling through this too. And so there's a big package that helps the hospitals. So, you know, a lot of things to help people out. You can go to my website at scalise.house.gov, and there's a link called Coronavirus Update that you can click on that button, and it gives you all kind of information on what's in the bill, what's in the, if you were a small business trying to fill out that loan application that just came out 2 days ago, you can click on the link. It's a 2-page form to fill that out. Your local bank, within the next few days, your local bankers should be ready to administer that loan. So maybe sometime early next week, that'll be available. So, you know, a lot of resources to help people out through this crisis.
Congressman Steve Scalise, a true American hero. Congressman, you know, thanks for fighting, man. I got to tell you, because we see Nancy Pelosi trying to slip in $25 million for the Kennedy Center, and then they whack the whole staff over there for crying out loud, you know? I mean,
can
I don't
you
know.
Believe how they, that? I mean,
no.
She held the bill up for 2.5 days, Joe, and then she gets the money, and then they go and they fire all the workers, all the musicians. It shows you. President Trump's out there fighting for people. He cares about people. Yep. They care about themselves. They get the money and they stick it to the people. I think that's eye-opening for a lot of folks out there that see now, okay, wait a minute. Now I know what's going on. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi wasn't speaker, we would have gotten that bill passed days earlier, and President Trump wanted it on his desk because he wanted to help people. They only care about themselves. I mean, you know, Harvard's got a $40 billion endowment, and they're laying off the low-line employees. You know, they're keeping all the professors that are, you know, teaching all this elitist garbage, but they fire the guy that's barely making it by, and they got a $40 billion endowment. You know, I think that tells you a lot about who really cares about people and who's just looking out for themselves in times like this.
Steve, you're so, if I could call you Steve, man, I just feel like we just had such it was so nice seeing you at the White House like that and seeing what a great example you are. By the way, you are hit so hard in Louisiana now because of what happened with the Mardi Gras. How are things in your district, sir?
You know, I've talked to all my hospital heads on a regular basis, and they're dealing with a lot of challenges like y'all are. PPEs and ventilators are still a challenge. They're getting better on the PPE side. They're trying to order more ventilators. But I've got a senior living center in my district called Lambeth House, where our 13 people already died at that one facility. It's just heartbreaking. I talked to them a few days ago. We're going to get a CDC expert down there to help try to, because there's still probably another 100 people there, including dozens more that tested positive for coronavirus. So, you know, you just wake up every day and, you know, how can we go help people get through this? I mean, I was a state representative during Hurricane Katrina. You know, y'all have been through Sandy. When you've been through disasters, you know, we're resilient people. New Yorkers, New Orleanians, we're tough, resilient people. But these are tough times. And you know, when you see a lot of people helping their neighbor out, Joe. And it really makes your heart warm about what's great about this country is when people are at their lowest point, that's when you see the good and the bad in people.
Yes,
but what
sir.
You find out is there's a lot more good. There are a lot more people trying to help their neighbor than there are people trying to stick it to them. And so just, you know, if you're doing okay and you're hanging in there, try to help somebody who you know, because your good friends are probably not doing as well. And while we can't go see each other, you and I are probably huggers. I mean, I'm an Italian-American. We love hugging people. But you can't do that right now, Joe. So I'm getting a lot of, you know, kind of banking a lot of hugs that I'm going to make up for later. But at least you can reach out by the phone. And, you know, we're doing Skype and all that more. But people that are in need, you know who they are, and just tell us to help them out. I had a friend that was laid off, and I had a friend of mine who owns a bunch of restaurants, and he had to lay off the entire workforce, and it crushed him. But he said, I had to do it because if I didn't, the whole business was going to go under, and if I do this, then when we get through this, I can hire everybody back because the business will still be here. And so, you know, I just called to talk him through it because, you know, you have a friend that lost their job. They're probably going to get it back hopefully in a few weeks. I mean, But it's a tough time right now. And so just reach out to them and let them know that you're thinking about them. And it means a lot because, you know, we stick up for each other.
Yeah. Congressman, what's the website? That was a great website because they could find out about loans and everything. It's your website, Congressman.
Scalise.house.gov. That's S-C-A-L-I-S-E. Scalise.house.gov, G-O-V for government. And click on the coronavirus update link, that button right there, and it'll bring you to all kind of information, including a link to the bill itself, the CARES Act that we passed last week, the link to the downloadable form that's 2 pages long to fill out for the small business loan. All that information's there.
Man, you've been working hard, Congressman. We appreciate it so much. I love Louisiana. You know, my buddies, the Maselli family. Remember old Joe, the late, great Joe Maselli.
Joe Maselli. Joe was a mentor of mine.
Yeah,
Frankie,
really?
Frankie's carrying on the tradition.
Yeah,
that,
you know.
Italian American Museum downtown New Orleans. You got the World War II Museum on one side, and then you got the Italian American Museum. It's great. And the food, you know the food. I mean, y'all's Italian food is great. Our Italian food is great. We come from great places, and Joe, they're going to come back. They're going to come back.
Yes, sir.
We just got to stick together through it. But, boy, you're making me hungry just having this conversation.
You're a great man, Congressman Scalise. God bless you. Godspeed.
Hey,
and thank you. Thank you.
Let's do this again when we're talking about the recovery and how we got through this. How about that?
You are so on, sir. Thank you, Congressman. We send love and thanks.
Hey, God bless. And y'all be safe out there, Joe.
Thank you, Congressman. God bless you, too, as well. Congressman Steve Scalise, a true American hero. And I got to tell you, grounded, all-around great guy. There's a great guy working so hard for the country and for his constituents in Louisiana. Hey, it's a 9:52. Debbie's out there looking out for you all morning long, checking traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. I want to check out that Italian-American Museum. That sounds so cool. Let's see what's happening right now on the New Jersey Turnpike, Joe. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound up by 8A. It looks like an overturned tractor trailer. It's on the ramp. Watch for that. Also, LIE westbound into 1067, disabled truck. 109 is still closed, southbound getting right into Sunrise Highway. That's an accident investigation. And over in Jamaica, Queens, Jamaica Ave, still blocked by the Van Wyck accident investigation. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Some sun will give way to clouds today. It'll become increasingly windy and quite cool with a high of 56. For tonight, cloudy, windy, and chilly with a little rain late, though 44. Tomorrow will be rather cloudy, breezy, and quite cool with a shower or two, high 52. Then on Saturday, clouds breaking for some sun, high 56. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, 5 before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. So, you know, I talked to Congressman Scalise with all the great Italian-American food. I tell you, one of the great Italian-American families in the New York, New Jersey area is Pat LaFreda's family. I mean, they're great folks, great folks. I got to meet them, working with them. I performed, I remember at that backyard party I told you, Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, they've been operating for 98 years in New York, New Jersey, supplying the best restaurants in the world, 1,600 fine restaurants, daily with flawless perfection and the finest cuts of beef and pork. That comes from Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors, and great folks, right? So then they told us, they told Frankie V, our sales guy, and they told me, we were at the dinner having a great LaFreda steak, excuse me, and they said, you know, we're gonna make you be able to get this at your home. We're gonna be able to make it available for your home. Well, I said, whoa. You mean like the other frozen steaks that come in that are not great at all? I said, you were gonna do LaFreda meats to your home? Yes. So this is it. This I'm so excited to tell you about this. Now, LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants. You can now have all the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your house from this iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922, all right? So what you got to do while you're home and you're locked in there, this is a great idea. You go to LaFreda.com, get all these great meats, get them delivered right to your house. And you know what? The meats are cut the night before. That's how fresh they are. That's what they do. They supply the finest cuts of meats and poultries like this. So you got to go to LaFreda.com. I'm so excited to tell you about this, and you will love this cut of meat. It's the best meat, the cut of beef, pork, poultry that you're ever going to have anywhere. LaFreda.com, America's best meat. LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. What a morning. Frankie Five Boroughs, you outdid yourself this morning. Thank you, sir. And
not so rumor, bad yourself, Joe.
Well, rumor has it that we may have our own Governor Cuomo on the air tomorrow, do you think, a little bit?
I'm working very hard to get a hold of
him. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then, and also, John DiDomenico is going to join us. It's going to be great. I think Mr. Modell may jump on the air with us. So we got a big show tomorrow. And so we invite you to tune in tomorrow at 6 o'clock as well. Albert, we love you. Thank you for having such
a... You really don't, but that's all right.
Great. We love you, man. I can't wait.
You're a raging alcoholic.
Prodding Al. That's the new reality show. Hey, and Debbie, we love you. But most of all, we love you for listening. You know what? Everybody, just relax. We are in the greatest country in the world. We are on our way to recovery. Everything's going to be good. I want you just to enjoy, decompress, and join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock. All right? Make it a great, great day, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Tented Temporary Hospital in Central Park took on its first COVID-19 patient last night. Christian Relief Group Samaritan's Purse is set up at the huge field hospital, which will take on some of the patients that nearby Mount Sinai Hospital can't accommodate. The evangelical organization has brought in beds, 10 ventilators, and a team of 70 healthcare workers. In the past, they've treated Ebola patients in West Africa and earthquake victims in Ecuador. President Trump calling on Congress to give businesses a tax deduction for dining and entertainment. He wrote in a tweet, "It has proven to help restaurants and other entertainment venues. Congress changed the tax write-off when it passed the Trump tax cuts of 2017. The IRS says companies can now write off 50% so long as they are not extravagant." Spike Lee giving fans a little reading material while staying at home. The Oscar winner released a script for an unmade Jackie Robinson film via his Instagram account. In the video posted, Lee says the script was a fifth draft from 1996 and originally wanted Denzel Washington to play the lead role. He added Washington declined because he thought he was too old to play the part. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, and do some social distancing, folks, if you're going to get out there and exercise. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.